Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the Right Radio broadcast again. We're talking to you on the subject of possessing your inheritance in Christ. The Bible says, in Christ we have an inheritance. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, and He's an heir of all things, and we are heirs of all the promises of God. We've been talking about principles and qualities that are very important and necessary for you to possess your inheritance. Your inheritance just doesn't fall on you like ripe cherries off a tree. You've got to go in and possess your inheritance. And we've looked at these important principles. It's important for you to realize that you have a covenant with God. That's why He said, whereby know I inherit this land, because He made a covenant with Him. How do you know you possess the promises of God? Because God has made a covenant with you, and He will perform that word in your life. Another principle, we're going to have to take authority over the enemy, possess the gate of those that hate us, and drive all the enemies out of our land. You've got to learn that you're going to enter into warfare, and you're going to take authority over all the enemies that would hinder you from possessing your promised land. Remember, when they possessed the physical promised land, they had to dispossess all the inherited, all the ites that were there, all the ones, the nations that had been there. They had to drive out all the inhabitants, and that's exactly what you're going to have to do. Those are a type of the spiritual inhabitants. You're going to have to drive out all the demonic powers and take authority over all the works of the enemy to overcome in your life. Another principle, we separate to possess the promises of God in our life. We must separate ourselves from the world. Also, confidence in God. You must know that you're well able to overcome. Why? Because Christ is in you. He's given you authority. He's your ability. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and He is to be your confidence. And we have to learn to obey Him and do what He tells us to do. Another point, we must follow God fully, wholly following the Lord, and smite all the enemies and possess our land by speaking forth His word. Get the word in your mouth. Make your mouth work for you through praise, through prayer, through confessing the word of God, through casting out the spirits, by taking dominion. You must also know that it's a little by little process to enter into the land. As you drive out the inhabitants, you will get strong and you will inherit your promised land. Another important point is to have the armor of God on. Remember, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, that you might go in and that you might be able to possess the land. You're going to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil because you're in warfare against these principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. You're going to have to get the armor of God, which is the Word, in you in every area. And you must realize you are dispossessing demonic powers, and you're dispossessing the forces of Satan, evil spirits, in areas of authority and operation in the earth. You're going to drive them out and be set free, and you must drive them all out as God has set the land before you. Remember, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Remember, it's a process. You begin to possess. It's a little by little process. And not only are you driving the enemies out to possess your inherited rights, but also you're helping everybody else to do it. All of your brethren are also to go over and possess the promises of God as well. We must hearken unto His statutes, His judgments, and do them, and then we will possess our land. Otherwise, you're going to have to learn to walk with God if you're going to possess the promises of God. The result, of course, is that you'll have life, and it'll be well with you. Good things will be happening. You'll be prospered in your life, and it will prolong your days. Now, another point we brought up is, don't think the devil or the problem is bigger than you in Christ. We saw that scripture out of Deuteronomy 7, where they thought the nations were more mightier than them. Hey, God has given you the victory. He has caused you to overcome in areas certainly in your life already, and He will cause you to overcome. All the giants are going to fall. Don't think the enemy or any problem is bigger than you in Christ. You can overcome. You got to watch your mind. Don't let the enemy into your mind and bring doubt or wavering or unbelief or make you think that you can't come overcome. That's a lie. He's made you more than a conqueror, and He will give you the victory. We must also do His commandments. As we do them, we'll live, we'll multiply, we'll go in and possess the promises. And we are going to possess, it doesn't matter how strong the enemy, it said they possess nations greater than them. And all the cities that were fenced looked like they were just big strongholds. They were all brought down. And this speaks of you pulling down every one of the strongholds of the enemy in your life. We got to keep the commandments that we might be strong. As you do the Word consistently, that will cause you to have spiritual strength in your life. Praise God. And as you diligently keep them, and you love God, and walk in His ways, and cleave to Him, then every place that you step your foot upon, as you're doing the Word, you're going to possess the promise of God. All the enemies, they're afraid of you, and they know that you have authority over them. We pointed out also that you got to destroy all the idolatry. Idolatry speaks of anything that becomes a source other than God in your life. You must destroy anything that is not of God. Don't look to the world. Don't look to man. Don't look to yourself. Don't look to this person or that person. You need to look to God as your source. Praise God. Also, we realize that as we possess the land and after even we've overcome in some areas, don't ever let yourself be drawn back into the same bondage. Don't be drawn back into these ways of darkness. Otherwise, he says, take heed to thyself that thou not be snared by following them, that after they be destroyed from before thee, that you don't inquire after their gods or follow in any ways of destruction. Otherwise, no longer will God drive the enemies out of your land. Instead, they'll come in and invade you. And that speaks of the devil coming back and causing problems if you don't continue to walk in the ways of the Lord. Now, we're going to look at some new areas today. Deuteronomy 31. Here in verse 13, it talks about hearing the Word of God and having the fear of the Lord if we're going to possess the promises of God. He said, you must learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land in order to go and possess it. Praise God. And it's so important that we possess the land, but we've got to have the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. We're not going to walk in the ways of darkness. We're going to walk in the ways of holiness and uprightness, upright heart. Deuteronomy 32, verse 46 and 47, talks about the fact, he says, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do as well, all the words of this law. It's not a vain thing for you, because it's your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, whither you go over Jordan to possess it. And this is so important. What are we doing? They were constantly possessing the physical promised land in the Old Covenant. And what are we doing in the New Covenant? We're constantly possessing the promises of God, driving out the enemies in our life. It's not a vain thing for you to walk in God's Word. You need to realize God's Word is your life. And you need to set your heart that you're going to do the Word of God and do it consistently. Joshua chapter 1, in verse 6, he said this, another principle, be strong and of a good courage. God wants you strong and courageous. Only be strong and very courageous in verse 7. And he says, don't turn to the right hand or the left. Don't turn this way or that way, but consistently do the Word that you may prosper whithersoever you go. In verse 8, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You need to keep speaking what God's Word says about you. Don't speak your problem, speak the answer. Don't speak the negative, speak what God's doing for you. As you speak forth in prayer His Word, that releases Him to bring His promises in your life. It says you're going to meditate therein day and night. The New Testament means of that is abiding. The Word is written in your heart and mind, and it's to be abiding in you. You need to be continually thinking on the Word of God, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You're going to make your way prosperous as you do the Word, and you're going to have good success because the Word's going to be in your mouth. You're going to be thinking on the Word, and you're going to be doing it consistently. He says, had not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. He said, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. God is with you whithersoever you go to possess your land. Praise God. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to possess the promises of God. We're going to be armed, and we're going to go forth and overcome in our life. Praise God. Another principle in Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And then what did he do? He told them the fact that they were going to go in and possess all the land of the Canaanites and Hittites and Hivites and Perizzites and Girgashites and all these different ites. And this is so important. You got to sanctify yourself. That means set yourself apart for the Lord. Deal with areas in your life. Walk uprightly. Walk in the ways of holiness. And know that God's going to lead you and guide you. Joshua 3 verse 10, he says, "Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you all these differentites," it lists out, the Canaanites, Hittites, and Hivites, and all these enemies. God's going to drive them out without fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, you can trust in God. You can have absolute confidence without fail. He will overcome your enemies and drive them out. Now look at Joshua 13, 1. Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, "Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed." We must understand that possessing our inheritance is going to be a continual process in our life. Here they had possessed some of the land, but he says there remains yet very much land to be possessed. There is so much for us to possess through the Word of God and through taking dominion over the enemy. It is important that you set yourself to enter into the battle, keep that armor on, and decide that you are going to go forth and overcome and possess all of the promises of God that God's given unto you. Joshua 14, verse 11, he says, "I'm as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in." He said, "Give me this mountain." And he said, "If the Lord will be with me, then I'll be able to drive all these enemies out." And that's exactly what happened. He got blessed. Caleb went forth, and he possessed his inheritance because he wholly followed the Lord, and he overcame his enemies because he had strength to war because he was consistent in doing God's word. Joshua 18, verse 3. Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long are you slack to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you?" Again, this is a type of us possessing our promised land, the promises of God. How long are you slack? You need to eliminate that slackness, that laziness. Get rid of that lazy spirit that just wants to sit around and do things of just pleasing the self and gratifying the flesh. God says deny yourself. He says you're to put off the works of the flesh, and you're to rise up and get rid of that slackness, get rid of that laziness, and start being a consistent doer of the Word of God. And if you'll rise up and start doing what God says with consistency, you'll get strong. A lot of people, Christians think, "Well, I'm just not strong enough." It's because you're not abiding in the Word. You're not speaking the Word. You're not following Him. You haven't separated yourself. You haven't put on the armor of God. You haven't made the decision to get into warfare and get rid of your enemies. Put away the slackness and laziness. Go in and possess the land, and God will give you the victory. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.